पार्ट एट लॉर्ड हैज क्रिएटेड ह्यूमंस एंड लॉर्ड हैज क्रिएटेड दिस यूनिवर्स सो अनलेस द लॉर्ड गिव्स द इंस्ट्रक्शन हाउ वी शुड बिहेव हाउ विल वी लर्न लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण अपीयर्ड एंड ही गेव हिज पास्ट टाइम्स his roop, his association. Wherever he went, people became attracted to him. Lord Ram's pastimes are very simple. If we say the four regulative principles, that is also bhakti. Beginning of bhakti. Lord Ram's pastimes and Lord Krishna's pastimes both in themselves are purna, complete. And Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, we should hear and read these very attentively. If we can see such a person like Lord Ram, who is so much in control of his senses, so shield, and he became like mad when he lost his wife, then what will happen to us? Sometimes we see the husband says to the wife, why you don't look at me, why you look somewhere else? Even if she looks here and there, that's too much jealousy for the husband. Should not be so attached unnecessarily. Sometimes they have a weakness of mind. Unnecessarily they doubt their wife. Actually, I'm not questioning, I'm just commenting what I see. So, Lord Ram has come to teach us. Sometimes the husband, when he comes late from the office, the wife immediately becomes doubtful and she says, where have you been? Why are you so late? There is attachment, there is affection, but one should not meditate on these small things. One should meditate on Krishna. To meditate on these small things and to think this might have happened, that might have happened, is only because of too much attachment. One should be peaceful and depend on the Lord and meditate more on Krishna. Somebody is asking questions. One man is asking questions that since I came to ISKCON, I see that they only talk about Krishna's pastimes. And the way you have explained everything, you have explained what Prabhupada has given in the Bhagavad and what you know from Srimad Ramayana, and you have put them both very nicely. And
कभी क्या होता है कि आचार्य होते किसी कार्य को, शिक्षा को जब कोई व्यक्ति बढ़िया से ग्रहण नहीं करता है तो उसको बिल्कुल अप्रमाणिक कहना चालू करते हैं, क्योंकि गड़बड़ ग्रहण कर रहा है, जबकि वो कहना ठीक नहीं। जैसे भगवान बुद्ध देव,
sometimes when somebody does not understand the teachings very well, then they try to say that it's misleading. Just like Lord Buddha, when he said, just like when persons, they misunderstood the instructions in the Vedas about killing animals, then Lord Buddha himself had to come and say, not to listen to the Vedas, listen to me. He didn't say that it's the Vedas are given by God or this and that. He just said, I don't accept. Oak was actually exactly opposite to what was said in the Vedas, but actually he said that to stop the hinsa, murdering of the animals, at that time it was necessary. So in the same way, Prabhupada did not encourage Bhagavad Sapta or speaking of Ramayana, because he felt maybe how other people are speaking, that same system may not come inside this ISKCON. The way of reciting Bhagavat for seven days and Ramayana, etc. But we are here speaking on Srimad Bhagavat, on the chapter on Lord Ram. After that, when Shankaracharya came, he proved to them that Vedas are created by the Lord, and he got people to believe in the Vedas. It wasn't 100% correct, but at that time, that much was necessary to bring people back to understanding the Vedas. So at that time, in the whole country, people left the Buddhist Dharma and they became Shankarites. So again, Shankaracharya brought them to hear, believe in the Vedas. Krishna, he has said that Shankaracharya, he took up Buddha Dharma so tightly in his embrace that he crushed it. And then Lord Chaitanya appeared to show how to bhaj Govinda. Sometimes some devotees say too much of everything. Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that. But sometimes we see in two different places Prabhupada has said two different things in two different contexts. So we have to learn how to understand what he meant according to different circumstance and context. He may have said two different things. Otherwise we would not get the complete understanding. You will have to see why Prabhupada has said two different things. So we have to be very carefully try to understand his intentions. There was a boy. His mother said, go to your in-law's house. He said, I don't know. He said, I don't know where is my in-law's house. She said, just go straight. Did you go straight and you'll find his house? And while he was going straight, in the middle, he saw a big tree. So he said, mother said, not this way or that way, just go straight. So he found a tree right in the center. So he climbed up the tree and he came down, because his mother said, don't go this way or that way. One should understand what Acharya is trying to say. One time Sripad Shankaracharya, he said, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Actually everything is Brahma. This is from the Veda, not Shankaracharya. Everywhere is a God. And he's one of his disciples. was going. Then from the other side, a mad elephant came. And Mahout was sitting on the elephant. The Mahout said, "Duram apsara, get away, move away. Animal will kill you." But he said, "Sarvam khalidam Brahma, everywhere is Brahma, Brahman." Then the elephant, mad elephant, just took him in his trunk while the Mahout was shouting, get away. And he wouldn't, because he said, "God, everywhere is Brahma." So he got thrown far away by the elephant. And he said, came to tell his Shankaracharya. He said, "You said everywhere is Brahma, everything is Brahma. And look what the elephant did to me." Shankaracharya said, "In the elephant you saw Brahma, but in the Mahout, the trainer, sitting on top of the elephant, you didn't see Brahma in there." So if the follower becomes like this man, then one should understand. Then everything is all right. When we see any book, we say, any person, he's Mayavadi. If your head is full of Mayavadi, you will see only Mayavadi everywhere. In this way, if we reserve ourselves so much, then we see that only we are devotees, and anybody else in the world, any other line, nobody can be a devotee. This is a very closed-mindedness. We have to study Prabhupada's books and try to understand very clearly. We have to develop moha in the Lord. Just like we have some attachment and moha to our wife and children, our friends, the baby, we have to try to develop the same feelings in terms of Krishna or Lord Ram. So all these relationships that the Lord has made, these are like foundations. We can see from this relationship that we have the potency to love. So when we are able to love our family members or friends, only then you will know what it may be like to love Krishna. If somebody sees his wife's picture or baby's picture, he becomes very affectionate. So it's possible by hearing enough about Krishna, later on when he sees a picture or deity form of Krishna, he will also develop the same kind of attachment. The Lord has given humans this relationship so he can understand his relationship with the Supreme Lord, how it must be, same kind of relationship in spiritual form with the Supreme Lord. So if we say we have relationship with the Supreme Lord, give up your wife and children, go to the forest, who will do? These things are the basis. The family is the basis. We should keep enough affection in the family. But when there's over-attachment, that is not good. One person, it is said in a story, one person by hearing katha, he became a little renounced and he left home. And he had a small baby child in his wife's lap. Then his wife started thinking about where my husband must be, what he must be eating. When he was at home, I used to cook for him and feed him. now he's renounced, he's left home. One day she went, she tried to look for her husband. She cooked some nice food, nice lunch, and she was thinking he must be hungry for so many days, and she searched and searched and searched. She found her husband. She offered obeisances and she said, "I brought some food for you. You must be so hungry. You haven't had food for so many days." Then that man saw his wife and the child, and he said, "I have renounced them, but they have so much love for me. The Lord has given a very precious thing in everyone's heart." So he came back to his family, and from that day he made a promise to the Lord that, "I will try to have the same kind of affection to you that my wife has towards me. Even though I left, she looked for me and she was worried for me and she cared for me." So the family is made by the Supreme Lord for us to make spiritual advancement. But now we have, everybody has TV in their house. they see katha and everything, all hearing from the television. In the olden days, we did not have TV, radio. We just used to sit after work and talk about Lord Ram's pastimes and other. It is said in the Shastra, how much restricted is sense enjoyment with his wife. So where is the sense gratification? This is Grihastha Ashram is an ashram for making spiritual advancement. And then he practices, and towards the end he tries to go to the forest again. And when he's young, as soon as the child is born, when he's 5 years old, they're sent to the guru, and he comes back home when he's a young man. So where is the attachment? And then he gets married, and by then the parents are almost 50 years old. And then they leave their house as Varnaprastha. Together they travel. So where is the Maya? And then when the husband is ready, he travels alone and does bhajan. And wife goes back to the children's house. Where is the Maya? In our Vedic system, Krishna has given such a good institution for us to make spiritual advancement. But now it has become spoiled so much. But people cannot even understand. People cannot even understand the Grihastha Ashram is for making spiritual advancement. So, when he's a householder, he studies at his guru's ashram from 5 to 25, and then he becomes a householder, he worships deities. He does his work, he engages his family in Krishna's service. Where is the Mohamaya? This is Chaturvarnam Maya system. Lord Krishna says, the four ashrams and four varnas I have made. Not to entangle you and send you to the hellish planets. These are made for our spiritual advancement. If we live by Vedic culture, this is not Mohamaya. This is for our spiritual advancement. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Tulsidas has written Ramayana. And those who don't want to believe, they don't believe, but it's just like the sun is shining. He doesn't need a certificate to prove that he's shining. Maybe you haven't studied Ramayana. Some people have misled by writing misinterpretations of the Bhagavatam. These rascals are nonsense. They say that the Srimad Bhagavatam is, there's no proof. So many people even say the Vedas are not proof, the Lord's deity is not proof, this is just stone. The Vedas, they're 5,000 years old, what is the proof? It's mythological. Sukadev Goswami, after speaking the pastimes of the Lord Ramchandra, he is telling Parikshit Maharaj, whoever hears Lord Ram's charitra, his character, who hears from his ears and accepts and hears very nicely, that person becomes free from envy and free from desires from material sense gratification. He becomes self-satisfied and he becomes free from all karmas and go to the Lord's place. Only by hearing, just by hearing. Why is saying only Shravan? Purusha. Shrota, he is saying as a singular. And ears, he is saying plural. Ears. Most people, any person has 2 ears. Then why he is saying Shravane? The person who hears. One who hears from by his ears, the story of the Lord. Humans have 2 ears, but by hearing, he can hear so many things by two ears. Keeps hearing all kinds of things. Therefore, it is said ears, plural. One should hear again and again and again and again the pastimes of the Lord. It said the person who is a rascal, he becomes like Maharaj Prithu when he wants to hear others' ninda, others' bad things. When it's time to hear other people's gossip, it seems like he's like Prithu Maharaj. So 10,000 years. Prithu Maharaj had prayed for 10,000 years, ears to hear. It's not that he had 10,000 years all over his body. The Lord blessed Prithu Maharaj with the capacity of hearing from 10,000 years. Not that like Indra, he all over the body he has ears. No. He could hear with his 2 ears just like he, as if he has 10,000 ears. So, an envious person, when he gets a chance to hear gossip about other people, his ears become like those of Prithu Maharaj. Those who are always hearing Lord Ram's pastimes, that person becomes free from hard-heartedness, from envy, etc. In this world, everybody has in his heart spriha. Let me enjoy more. Let me get more respect. So much hunger there is in every person for getting respect. One does not need too much respect. Lord Chaitanya says, Amanina Manadena. Actually, by getting respect, one does not benefit anything. For the soul, there is no benefit by getting man. But living entities have so much burning desire for getting respect, big positions. And because of that, they have to envy others. Because those others are in the way of him getting the respect and position. So, and then he becomes envious. A person who's always giving harassment to others, he thinks, let me become happy, let the others, who cares if they're suffering? Well, who cares? As long as I get 3 seats in the plane, lying down and sleeping, let the other person stand and travel. So many people sometimes in the airplane, they stand up and the other person takes all the 3 seats and just goes to sleep. And so when the other person comes, we say quietly, please move just a little bit of your feet so I can sit in my chair. But this other person is thinking, let me enjoy, let me be happy and comfortable. The other person can go to hell, who cares? This is called dvesh, envy. Whereas in this world we should have the consciousness that everyone is a part and parcel of the Lord. So as much as I can, let me give comfort to other living entities. Because the Lord is in their heart. And when the Lord sees this, he becomes very pleased. Lord becomes very pleased. There's a sloka like this in the Bhagavad Gita. But one should be kind to every living entity. The Lord becomes very pleased by this. Sometimes we do not, the persons who do not understand other person, other people or living entities suffering, they get entangled in so much karma. We don't know by what action, what kind of karma, bandhan we getting, but it does happen. Just like Jamaraj says to his servants, any living entity has 12 witnesses. The supreme witness is a super soul. Although the Supreme Lord cannot make any mistakes as a witness, but just to prove to people that he made 11 more, day and night, the earth, time, directions, like the other 11. It's not that like on this our planet, one witness says one thing, the other one says another thing. All the witnesses say the same thing. Whatever it is, if in our life, if a person's heart is kind and he's always trying to help others, even if he makes a mistake, the Lord forgives him. But if one has a consciousness, let me only enjoy, steal everyone's money and their happiness, and be really happy in my life, let the others go to hell, then the Lord does not forgive him. He gets bound by karma. Just like in a family, if somebody is trying to give happiness, just like one of the children, they try to give happiness to the others without being selfish, the father of the family becomes very happy by this person. In the same way, the Supreme Lord has so many children, and everyone has their family, and everyone wants to live peacefully. But the humans become so sankin, their intelligence, they only want to think of their own family. But everybody wants. One should develop this, that we should be satisfied with what Lord has given, and are always trying to follow. If one has that desire that I should always follow the instructions of the scriptures, then one should hear the pastimes of Lord Ram. By hearing the pastimes of Lord Ram, one becomes satisfied. Just like Lord Ram, he was satisfied with one wife. Actually, this is happiness for a man. Those persons who are uncontrolled, and they want more than one wife, and they get more than one wife, they may think they're enjoying, but he gets so entangled in his sense gratification that it will take him such a long time to become free. And the person who associates with other's wife, he has to suffer so much for so many lifetimes. This is Maharaj is speaking from a new shloka, which I could not find in the book. In chapter 9, canto 9, chapter 10. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, the devotee never worries for himself. He knows he's following the religious principles and he's serving the Lord. The Lord will provide for me and my family. Whatever is needed, he'll give. If it's not necessary, he won't give, and I will just be satisfied. If it's not necessary, the Lord does not give. He is not foolish that whatever the devotee wants, he gives. If it's something that will not be good for us, he will not give. Just like a child sees a snake and he wants to touch the snake shining, moving, or the child wants to touch the flames of the fire. He wants to, but do you think the mother would let him? No. We see sometimes the child is in the mother's lap and is crying for something which is not good for him, but she does not give him. About Srila Prabhupada, also there's a story. When he was a child, his father was talking to one of his friends, and Prabhupada was in the lap of his father, and all the time he wanted to touch this stand fan, table fan. He wanted to touch his, put his finger in there. His father's friend said, please put the regulator down and turn the fan a little bit off, let him touch. And he did. And let the fan off, so it's just running slowly, and Prabhupada tried to put his finger in there. And they made a noise, and the child, I may be a little bit wrong, please forgive me of the story. But so the child then realized that this is not good. So sometimes the Lord gives some of his devotees a little bit sense gratification, he gives him some sense gratification to let him see how much suffering it is. But he does not give more than necessary. He does not give more than necessary sense gratification. But the demigods, they give. They give whatever you worship them for, they give, even though it's poison for you. So many people, that's why they become devotees of Lord Shiva. They say, oh, this Vishnu takes so long. But Shivji is so easily pleased, I will worship him. He gives so quickly. But actually, he gives the demigods give very little for a lot of worshipping. And whatever they give, actually the living entity gets into trouble. Sometimes we need so many things, but we should have faith in the Lord. You see, sometimes in this world, those they think they're so smart, they get into so much trouble. Here Sukadeva Goswami is trying to tell us we should become simple heart. We should not always depend on our intelligence. We should depend on the Supreme Lord. Sukadeva Goswami is stressing on this point. This is the glories of Lord Ram's character. Those who hear Lord Ram's pastimes, he becomes careful, and his karma entanglements, they become finished, and he goes to Vaikuntha. We have done so many karmas in so many previous lifetimes, and those have now tied us down in so many ways. Sometimes we have to change our body, sometimes we get sick, sometimes we lose our relatives, sometimes we get glorified, sometimes we get the opposite. Sometimes we lose our relatives. So intelligent person, he tries to, just imagine a man, his hands and feet are tied and his nose is clipped so he can't breathe. And he is being so tortured. So we are actually in a worse condition than that. Now we're here. Tomorrow, what kind of body we may get, what kind of family, what kind of yoni we may take birth in. Now we have a human form, we're enjoying more, but we're walking with mobile phone, cell phone. But one day, we may get a body, we forget the cell phone, we may not even be able to speak. And while we have a body, we have to stand up. Somebody will axe us down, somebody will cut us down, we cannot say anything. There's so much sun, rain, unlimited jivas are like that on this planet. And they're suffering. Actually, small blades of grass, little plants. This is called karma bandhan. If you tell a human being just stand there on one leg in the sun and in the rain, and through your food we'll feed you, underneath your food we'll put a pipe and you'll get some nourishment. And that also not according to your liking, whatever water, what you'll get. If somebody slaps you, do anything, you cannot say anything. What a great punishment it will be. And this kind of punishment, unlimited living entities are suffering. Most of the humans go in this kind of punishment. It says in the Bhagavatam. Those people give too much trouble to other living entities, they get sthavar yoni. Means that kind of yoni that you cannot move. Those who harass so much. to let them suffer a great deal, they get a body of a tree. Great punishment. And then, slightly better body they will get, like little bit bugs in the bug life. After the tree, they can move around a little bit, then something will come and eat them. Sometimes you see these tiny little bugs crawling on the floor, and you just bang your foot on the floor and they run away and or they just disappear. And then when they see there's no sound, then it's come out very slowly. That means every living entity, every kind of form of living entity has some consciousness of protection. But that, even that is useless. But they're better. Better than the trees. After that, they are jalchar, in the jal, the fish. After that, pakshis, the birds, then pashus, the animals. This is all karma bandhan. Every living entity is according to his karma, he's getting a body, getting something to eat. One should know whatever we are getting, we did get before, or we're getting now, or we'll get later. We should totally understand this is all because of our past karmas. And the greatest gift to escape all this is to hear about the Lord's pastime. There is no other way. When Lord Ram was just a young boy, came just from the Gurukul, Vishwamitra came to Ayodhya and took Ram and Lakshman to kill some demons. And Ram left home. He told Dashrath, please kindly give your sons Ram and Lakshman. Maharaj Dashrath was in great anxiety. Such great demons are there in the forest, and you're asking for my tender little sons. You have no mercy. Your heart is so hard-hearted. What these little boys will do? Vishwamitra said, no, you don't know. They're Sakshat, Bhagavan Narayan's avatar. They have come to this planet Earth to kill the demons. You don't be afraid. You let them go with me to kill these demons. And Maharaj Dashrath would not understand. He said, no, this can't be true. They're my sons. Then Vishwamitra said, you better go ask your Guru Maharaj Vasishth. And Vasishth said, yes, they are the Supreme Lord. So Maharaj Dashrath had to listen to his Guru Maharaj, and he gave his two sons, two tender young sons, to this sadhu, Vishwamitra, who was totally kangal, means he had no money, nothing. And he surrendered his two sons to him. And nothing went with them, no chariot, no food, no servants, just they had to become like his Vishwamitra's disciples, like two brahmacharis. And when? And Vishwamitra was thinking, oh, I have brought those two sons. I have nice bedding to put them to sleep on. I have nothing to keep them, feed them. But Ram was saying, oh no, this is a very nice bed made of grass. They had no clothes to put on the bed, no sheet. They just went to sleep. Then Guru Vishwamitra gave him special mantras and special arrows. And then they killed Taraka, Subahu, big demons. After that, he took them to Janakpur. Said there is a fair. He knew what was going to happen, but he said, let's go to Janakpur. One invitation had come from Janak Maharaj to Vishwamitra, please come to our... Vishwamitra. I'm sorry, I think this is the end of the MP3 and it's repeating itself, so... Hare Krishna.